From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The ticket is set, and Democratic candidate for governor Charlie Crist has selected the head of Miami-Dade's Democratic Party to be his running mate for lieutenant governor. She's Annette Tadeo Goldstein. Out of politics, she runs a translation company. She was born in Colombia, where she spent her first 17 years. Born to an American War veteran military father who operated the first helicopter school in South America. Tadeo Goldstein's selection all but ensures that the state's next lieutenant governor will be a Miami-Dade Hispanic. And the current lieutenant governor is doing a little campaign talk when it comes to the U.S. embargo against Cuba. Carlos Lopez Cantera is trying to counter Charlie Crist's call for an end to the trade ban. Only Congress can rescind the embargo. It was imposed after Fidel Castro seized power in Cuba. And Lopez Cantera says it should stay in place as long as the island is a dictatorship.
My grandfather died wanting to still go back and see his homeland, but he would never, ever go back while the Castro brothers were still controlling that country.
Crist used to oppose the embargo as well, but he's changed his mind. He says no state's economy has been hurt more by the embargo than Florida's. The state's largest teachers union is going to court. They want to block a wide-ranging education bill. The Florida Education Association claims it was unconstitutional for lawmakers to roll a whole series of education issues into one single bill. The law includes the expansion of a controversial school vouchers program. Joining the union in this lawsuit is Leon County social studies teacher Tom Fossey.
Somebody needs to challenge them on the process that they use to get legislation through that couldn't get through during the regular process as it's spelled out in the Constitution.
The Foundation for Excellence in Education is calling this legal action shameful. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Paul?